preparing ourselves?
I don't think so, although I believe I've heard somebody call the feminine one a queen too. I wouldn't say it. I would be likely to say she looks awfully butch or something. Well, there are lots of those. There are queers, queens, fairies, fags, faggots. Those are the main ones I would
like
use.
Some word, but I use the word queer as very insulting, or is it just a neutral term?
Queer is more insulting. Homosexual is what I would say if I were talking about them on a philosophical plane. Queer is what I would say, particularly about one who acted effeminate. The ones that act like normal people, I don't have bad feelings about, and I don't think of derogatorily, and I wouldn't call derogatory titles. But the ones that like the transvestites, that dress up and look effeminate, or the ones who particularly act effeminate and talk effeminate, then they make me uncomfortable, and I would be more inclined to use a derogatory term like a queer or a queen or a drag queen if they're really transvestites.
Would you ever use the word queer about lesbians?
Yes. Queer means homosexual of either sex. But usually I would say lesbian if I met a female, because I wouldn't know as many of them and I wouldn't be as inclined to notice them probably if I did. They don't stand out as much. Oh yes, gay certainly is. But that's a modern term. I would never have said anyone was gay until maybe at the most 5 years ago. It just, as it came out as gay liberation and all of this, and they, again, it's what they want to be called. When colored people wanted to be colored people, I called them that. When they wanted to be blacks, that's what I call them to them. When homosexuals want to be called gay, then I talk about gay people, as opposed to straight people. But straight people also means non-drug people. So that, again, it depends on the context, how you would use it.
What would you call a sexually overactive female?
Now that's ridiculous. I know what they call her. It'll come to me. Go ahead and do the next one, and I'll think of it later. A stud, probably. I would say it's insulting, but I've heard people use it complimentarily. If I said it, I would mean that he's a Don Juan, that he's a Romeo, that he's immature to the point that he keeps on hunting for girls and he can't seem to have any sort of permanent or deep relationship with any of them. And if somebody thinks he's a real stud, then I would think that that was not complimentary.
What does he call a sexually industry female?
A loose woman. Probably, I would say that. Or I might say she's cheap. A loose woman is one that I wouldn't think very much of. And somebody that sleeps around, I would say, I wouldn't think a great deal of.
What about a sexually industry female?
Well, again, that would be more like a Don Juan or a Romeo or somebody or something like that.
It wouldn't
be complimentary.
What about the sexually overactive female?
She's not coming to me now. There is a word that I certainly know and that I would say.
You ever say nymph? A
nymphomaniac. I wouldn't say a nymph. No, I'd say a nymphomaniac. Now, that's the word, and I would use that. I have heard nympho, and I might even possibly use nympho, so she acts like a nympho, maybe, but generally speaking, that wouldn't arise. So I would...
I,